made you some unsportsmanlike content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Content that's unsportsmanlike.
All right, Nick, what do you got on your mind? Take your attention away from this baseball game where the Rockies are getting rocked.
With six losses in their last nine games, should we be pressing the panic button with Husker baseball?
Well, they're certainly not trending in the right direction. I think they definitely need to work something out in the bullpen. The crazy thing is, this is a team that has had either the last two or two out of the last three Big Ten pitchers of the week out of the starting rotation, but they've lost six of their last nine. That nice. Bullpen has just been rocky.
Not nice. Rocky, like the Rockies. They're down 4-1.
Not quite that bad, but
look at that. He just hit that. He just
but
hit
pretty,
Trey
pretty rough.
Oh, he almost hit Trey Turner.
So, yeah, they need to figure out something here pretty quick, because if that trend continues, they're going to be in some trouble.
Couldn't agree with you more. I am. I'm going to do it. The button has been pressed. The panic button has been. I'm going to press it again.
You want to go ahead and do another faulty grumball and guarantee that they're not going to make the NCAA tournament? Like
no,
the
they'll make
team?
It. They'll just go like 2-Q, and then people will be like, "Should Will Bolt be fired?" And
you
then everyone
put a grumball in for that.
The 2-Q.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll put it on the list, though. I'll put it on the list.
Get the eggs.
And then once they do that, then everyone will say, oh, thank God it's football season again. And then John will say, don't take away my summer. And I'll say, John, I'm not taking away your summer. I'm just saying that football season is the next thing I'm excited
no,
for.
You,
all the leaves are.
I want the summer to be gone because it'll feel like it's 185
John,
to runners.
Man. It's why doing fall marathons is so rewarding, because you train all summer and you get used to heat acclimation.
Yes, heat acclimation in the brutal 65 degrees.
Well, that's not summer. I'm talking about like 80 degree runs. All right, what's today's date? April 17th.
April 13th or 17th.
Yeah.
Boxers Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia were scheduled to throw out the first pitch at the Mets game last night, but got pulled at the last minute because the Mets were afraid an incident would break out on the field. So why did they invite them in the first place?
Yeah, great point. These are boxers, right? Yes,
not boxers,
UFC
not
fighters.
Boxers.
What's going on here? You can't just throw a pitch and shake hands for the audience. The bad blood goes that far that you can't throw a pitch?
Well, apparently they did have a pull apart at the Empire State Building in promoting this fight.
Interesting.
You realize that some of this, yes, it's legit, but some of it is for show.
Mm.
I'm sure these guys would have behaved accordingly. And if you're the
it's
Mets,
it's a bit.
If you're the Mets, so what? What if they did have a pull apart?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. Fun. Shopping.
Fun.
Wow.
Shopping.
Shopping.
Speaking of New York, one of my favorite bands.
Concrete Jungle Where Dreams Are Made Of?
Is from New York.
Okay. Who's that?
The Strokes.
What does that have to do with anything?
One of their songs is Last Night. The Lakers
gosh.
Won and the Warriors got eliminated.
Boy, that was going the roundabout way to
No wonder his
out.
Teacher said, you do bad at this.
Zion got hurt. It was the biggest story in sports all over the country. Basketball. We have two more play-in games tonight. Heat at 76ers and Hawks at Bulls.
Why are you celebrating this? I thought you were out on the NBA.
No, it's playoff time. Now I'm in on the NBA.
Well, this is play-in time.
I watched some of the games last night. Now, I missed the Lakers game because I was at Civil War, but I watched some
wow,
of the
Wow, your favorite team, and you missed it to watch a movie that you could have watched any other time.
When Robert E. Lee came on screen, were you like, yeah!
Not that Civil War, Nick, and no, that's mean. Trump talked about him, though, recently. The Zion hurt, by the way. I was watching halftime of the Warriors-Kings game, and wow, Kenny was going after Zion for going off. He said he basically was like, he should have played through it. Because it was a leg, it just seemed like he was a little hurt.
Mm.
Is how they were describing it. Tonight, give me the Sixers, give me the Bulls, which would mean we have Heat Bulls for the second for the playing game to then get into the playoffs. Who do you got, John?
So stupid.
It is so dumb.
I'll just take the home teams.
Take the home teams.
All right. Miami Hurricanes coach Mario Cristobal made $22.7 million in 2022 Woo! In compensation. That amount is the largest reportable compensation from a private university in history. Strangely, only $8 million of that was his base salary. What did he do to earn the other $14.7 million?
That is a great question.
Tremendous question.
It doesn't specify, but because of tax returns, they were able to find out, even though Miami is a private university, what he actually got paid. But the breakdown of how it all got there, incredible. Incredible.
So what are so where is some of that money? What is some of the 14.7?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were saying it was on the breakdown.
No. There was no breakdown.
So it's just giving us the total.
It was just gave us the total. We know his base was $8 million, and that's
signing bonus, right? Like, okay, so since 2022, this is his first year in Miami. So some of that is probably signing bonus. Oddly enough, like in terms of coaches' contracts, some of the like the radio shows, the television show, in terms of the
man, I can't imagine that deal was worth a whole lot, but might have been. I don't know.
Nike, you know, like a TV. Yeah. I guess his compensation just have to be cash, or could it be like a car? Could it be a home? Like, could that fall under that? Did they buy him a home and it fits into that purview?
Possibly.
So that would be my guess.
But that would be cash equivalent. That wouldn't be.
That wouldn't be cash.
That wouldn't be, because this.
So this is straight cash,
homie. This was money here.
Good Lord. Well, I'll just say this: whatever they did, he still didn't look at end of game scenarios very much.
No,
like
he did not.
Yikes.
Or maybe he got a bonus for, you know, not going down to a knee.
There you go. Oh,
bonus.
That would That would definitely explain that.
Josh.
Nick.
Stephen Jones says that if you want to keep your Dallas Stars in Dallas, that you need to hold money back to pay them. He also said on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas that they max out the money in the salary cap every year. Do these quotes quell some of your concerns for your Dallas Stars?
No, Dallas Cowboys, Nick. If you want to keep the Stars in Dallas.
If you want to keep the Stars in
the
Dallas,
players,
then more people need to
like
go
Micah
to the
Parsons.
Hockey games.
Your Dallas Stars.
Stars wasn't capitalized. Now I don't even know what we're asking anymore.
The Dallas Stars.
No, I'm in a bad place with the Cowboys. Remember last year when you kept saying I was deranged? Well, now I'm just depressed. Same letter, but a different word.
You'll get to derangement soon enough.
I'm like a runner on a 65-degree day at the marathon.
Curled up in the fetal position going, oh my God, it's so hot.
It's so warm. I'm not feeling good, boys. I'm not feeling good. I need a 40-degree day on the
marathon. I didn't realize Stephen Jones also did segments on The Fan in Dallas. Does his family not whore itself out?
John, they love talking. Give them a damn podcast while you're at it, 105.3.
And talk about the Dallas Stars.
No, they're the Cowboys, Nick.
They could call it the Drooling Goobers.
Last one. Or I guess you teased Trevor Bauer. Do we want to talk about Trevor Bauer?
Sure.
All right. Never mind. Not the last one.
Whatever.
Okay. A woman involved in a sexual encounter with pitcher Trevor Bauer that led to his expulsion from Major League Baseball has been indicted by a grand jury of fraudulent schemes and theft by extortion. Do folks owe Bauer an apology?
No, because Bauer's... First of all, there were two women. This was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, she was not of reputable stature. Can't speak to the character of the first woman.
Was it... Okay. Okay, so this is the second woman.
Yes, this is the second woman. Bauer, his biggest problem, this is what you get when you decide to experiment with people you don't know. You have no, I mean, he still is responsible for his own actions.
Yes.
Even if this one woman was trying to extort him. Not saying she's in the right either. But
no.
This is one of those stories where pretty much everybody involved was in the wrong.
Yeah. It's a pretty gross story. Like
it is
every
a pretty
time,
gross
every
story.
Time we talk about it, it's just like there's never anything good about this story.
No,
never anything good. What a way to end content.
You could have ended on sex, but instead, you wanted to talk about Trevor Bauer.
Indeed.
Well, coming up next,
a segment that everybody loves.
What do Seinfeld, IndyCar racing, and Pop-Tarts have in common?
It's what's for dinner.
That's right. Josh is going to eat an Indy car.
I'm hungry.
I can't wait to eat this carbon fiber body.
It'll help me out on that 45-degree day in Eugene. Let's hope. Fingers crossed for a good race day, John.
1620 The Zone.
When you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Crust is good on your pizza, not your ass.
I will eat your ass first.
He's tough as a Woolworth steak.
And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
I'm ready to hang them up, gut them and skin them and chop them up. And you know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors.
And we're going to get up, and then it's going to take 3 shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you.
Cliff, what are you going to take away as your best memory from playing basketball at Boston College?
Probably just, like, going out to eat.
I have no idea what we're having tonight.
Wow.
We did have some delicious Casey's Taco Pizza waiting for me when I got home.
Hell
yeah. Very good. Very good.
Very good.
They put the Dorito chips on top.
Mm-hmm.
That's just... Walking tacos also bad.
That's what? A bad take.
I don't want Doritos. I can have Doritos separate from a taco.
Right.
What
but
is it with
that seems like a child's
things.
Food.
People
no,
mix things
No, a child's food is
good.
People that can't mix things together.
It's not mixing. I just don't want Doritos along with taco stuff. I don't need that in there. I'll put salsa and cheese and meat and lettuce
bizarre.
And jalapenos like a real man.
Oh, you are so bizarre.
It's normal.
I suppose you refuse to eat it in 65-degree weather because you'll overheat.
Hard shell tacos are just cheeseless Doritos, Josh.
Hard shell tacos, I don't get those anymore either. I grew out of that phase of my life. Mm. I like them soft.
That's what she said.
I said we're going old school tonight. Brats and a baked potato, baby. I'm pumped.
Baked potato with brats.
No,
I've never heard
just,
of that before.
It's such a weird combination.
Why?
They're good, but it's such a weird combination.
It's a normal combination. You throw butter in there, salt.
I've just...
Maybe a little cheese, some
it's
bacon.
It's hard for me to comprehend. They don't feel like things that you have together.
It's like you're having spaghetti and green beans together.
We do pasta, we'll do pasta with vegetables. It's healthy. You don't do, like... Broccoli with your spaghetti?
No, I do spaghetti with my spaghetti.
Oh, yeah, we do vegetables.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's healthy. Nick?
Rice.
Yeah, we know. Nick had a... he did something with his truck, and now every meal for the rest of life is going to be rice.
Yep. Did you know this? And this may be a movie club selection.
Sevier says, brats and a baked potato is basically bangers and mash. Oh, would you like a sausage in the mouth?
Oh, and the British are so noted for their cuisine.
Hey, have a brat and a baked potato. You'll find yourself enjoying it.
Jerry Seinfeld is doing
Unfunny.
A Netflix comedy.
Okay, a new one, new stand-up?
No. This is
a movie.
This is a movie. He will be directing this movie.
Okay.
It is going to be...
Why don't you tell me what movie
it's,
you want
It's to called Unfrosted.
Oh, I have heard about this.
He is doing a movie about basically the invention of the Pop-Tart.
Oh, that's interesting.
And...
Okay, I am in on this.
Interesting!
And he is
Sounds
sponsoring a race car at the Long Beach Grand Prix IndyCar race.
Yeah?
Where the IndyCar is going to be dolled up as an unfrosted Pop-Tart.
Hmm. What's it called?
It's called Unfrosted. The movie, co-written by Seinfeld, will have Jim Gaffigan, Melissa McCarthy, Amy Schumer, Hugh Grant,
John, it
Bill
comes
Burr,
out in two
Fred
weeks.
Armisen.
It comes out in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I love Fred Armisen.
So I think this may be a movie club selection.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, says Nick, about a Jerry Seinfeld movie.
It's a Pop-Tart movie.
Interesting.
Yes, but it's Jerry Seinfeld. So there's going to be a lot of great humor in it.
Hmm. The humor is going to come from the other great comedians.
Nah, you're a jerk.
Tomorrow is Thursday.
Bye!
Bye!